Hello everyone. Today is the end of day 6 of the guide dog training course that I'm currently undertaking with the Manchester Mobility Team, and this morning we all went out together to use public transport with our dogs and navigate a route together, putting into practice everything we have learned so far with observation from our guide dog mobility instructors who were located across the road. This really enabled us to take the lead and properly form a working partnership with our dogs, canvassing what it will be like when we work the dogs on familiar routes back home. We travelled to Horwich and used the bus down a few streets, and then walked back on ourselves to implement all of the techniques we have touched upon so far. So various commands to get from a down curb to an up curb, turning, finding crossings, and also experience near traffic and far traffic in a natural setting. It was an accomplishment for all of us to have that little bit more freedom without the guide dog mobility instructor walking behind and giving pointers or helping with the route. We were told what to do beforehand and then it was left to us, and having that opportunity to walk freely with Tammy, with her guiding and me commanding, really felt like a two-way partnership for the first time and something that I was really comfortable and natural with. After this, we then went back to the training centre in Atherton to quickly practice how to get into a taxi with your guide dog. So to do this, you slide in and position your right leg against the main console or gearbox that juts out, enticing the dog into the empty space in the compartment in front of your chair. Then putting your left leg in, sweeping the side of the vehicle to ensure that the tail isn't sticking out, and then closing the door. We travelled nearby in the car to practice some more traffic training, with one of the guide dog mobility instructors using the car to act as near traffic and far traffic, and to also touch upon when cars pull out and want to turn into driveways that you may be walking towards. So we praised our dogs for stopping or correcting them if needed and practicing again until perfect. After lunch, we then went back to West Horton to the park where we went yesterday to free run our dogs and walked a longer block route around the park, incorporating traffic training, finding crossings and using stairs to the park itself before walking our dog through, still in harness, and going back to the car park to then travel back to the hotel. As tomorrow is Sunday, we will be starting an hour later and it will also be a half day. This will give the opportunity for friends or family to visit, and both my mum and my dad will be visiting, and it will be the first time that my dad has actually met Tammy, as on my first visit and my first walk nearly 2 weeks later, he was at work so didn't have the chance. It will be nice to have a bit of a break after 6 solid days of training, but I do look forward to getting back into it on Monday morning.